They don't say it. They just rhyme near it. Yet, that's fine. Does it not stir the same idea if I say shit or if I rhyme with shit? I don't understand. So we're going to play, just for you, just for a second here, we're going to play this song, and I think it's by, I can't remember who the hell sang this song. This is a really old song, and I think it's, maybe Lee can help me out here. Well, we'll play it. It's not. Is it not being picked up over here?
Is it not turned up?
It is.
It's turned up.
Yeah.
Is it coming out of here?
Our antics, I'll admit. Each time I say, "Darling, I love you," she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream.
Yeah. Okay. We will pause for technical difficulties. Oscar? Okay. Oh, there we go. There's me on a delay.
Yes.
It's hard to work in delay. I'm confused. I'm hearing myself. Okay. Yes, we're gonna do that. We're gonna pause here for Parker to tune the radio. No pressure, Parker. No pressure at all. Hello. There we go. Oh, there we go. Parker. Thank you, Parker. Well, sort of. Yeah. Parker. Oh, we're getting close. Hello. Well, you can hear it into the delay. There we go. Is that it? Okay. Hello? Oh, all right, we're working here.
I think I got that something up way too hot.
Wait. This remote, hello? Okay, something's sort of working. I apologize to our one listener. Brian, I'm sorry. Brian's not little bastard. Okay.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit.
So, even though you get the same result if I say it or I imply it, I'm confused why saying it is so much of a problem. So, just to prove that this is not an isolated incident, we have yet an older song that implies more directly obscenity. Okay, because in under their definitions, anything that implies sex or... I think they said more of a casual interest. I don't think anybody has, everybody has more than a casual interest. I have that. So, yeah.
God being strange is woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Last night I tried to tease her. I gave her a little pinch. But she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the...
Okay, so I ask you, is that profanity? Lee, what do you think? Is that profanity? Could that be construed as profanity? He kept saying, whip out my big 10-inch. And he paused, let you think dick for a second, and he would say, band that plays the blues. I wonder how that works. Okay. Are you offended? You should be offended. You should be offended because it's the same process. You think it. I just didn't. Well, he didn't say it. I said it. But I'm confused. And what the hell is the difference? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lee. Well, there's another one. I got another one for you because, I really went the extra mile here. And here is a classic that we've all heard on the radio.
There's one more to do. In that case, we got to... We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
So imagine Chuck Berry changed the lyric to "My cock." Same story, same joke, yet we couldn't hear it on the radio. It wouldn't sound as fun. No, it wouldn't be child-oriented. Again, Chuck Berry is child-oriented. Didn't he go to prison for 12-year-old prostitute, something like that?
Chuck Berry went to jail for sleeping with underage girls, apparently.
Sound like Phil Spector? Under, I thought it was like 12.
No.
But I guess, back to what I was saying, it just seems like it's a failure of our, okay, well, it's a failure of the language, not necessarily that the words are profane. I guess as a society we've said, you can't say these words, but you can imply these words. I'm very confused about that. Like, Lee brought up this woman whose name was Sarah Jones, who had a piece on the radio who I quoted, said, 6 foot blowjob machine, I think, was the lyric that people were very upset about. And I thought to myself, and I guess it falls under that law about, is it prudent? Prudent? Purient nature basically means you can't listen to music that incites you to be horny, is pretty much what they're getting at. Well, I remember being 15 years old and listening to that Divinyl song, I Touch Myself. That did it for me when I was 15, so why was it not pulled off K-Rock back in Detroit? I'm confused. Anybody? Man, when I was in middle school, that was the song. I had to buy that on BMG because they didn't know I wasn't really an adult. But I heard it on the local radio station. So it's very confusing. It's a confusing paradigm. And I think Dylan would like to say something. Is it going to be vulgar, Dylan? It's got to be vulgar.
Well, I think what it comes down to, if the song lyrics had been "When I think about you, I masturbate," it probably wouldn't have been nearly as successful.
True. But it's the same point. I mean, I think I still would have bought it at 15 if she said that. But I don't know. It just seems very interesting to me. And it goes back to something I was reading earlier, and it's kind of interesting. Everything kind of coalesced for me this morning because I had just finished reading Lenny Bruce's book, How to Talk Dirty and Influence People. And one of the things he said in some of his stand-up was, it's all about where the location of where these things are going on, okay? So he made an analogy where he didn't understand why he couldn't get up on the stage and say cocksucker in Chicago and not get arrested. His argument was, if you go to a burlesque show and a lady, you know, takes off her top, that's cool. Then no problem with that. But that same lady goes to a park and takes off her top, it's time to go to jail. Because the people at the park didn't pay for that. So I wonder if that has something to do with it. So if you had a radio station that you build it as, it's going to be vulgar and profane all the time, so if you don't want to listen to that, turn it off. Could you get away with that? Probably not. Well, that's true. Oh.
I said that's why Howard Stern is now on Sirius Radio.
It just seems ridiculous, because you could swear in languages that most people don't understand. It's still profanity, yet you could get away with it. I can't swear in languages that I don't understand. I only speak English. But if we were broadcasting this, let's say, to, I don't know, Bush people in Africa who didn't speak any English, and I said, cocksucker, it'd be fine, right? Because they don't understand it. But it's still just as vulgar. It's very confusing.
If you are on a commercial radio station speaking any language at all, as long as there is someone who can understand it somewhere in your listening audience, and interpret it as obscenity or profanity, then it can be reported and is a valid complaint.
What if it has to be somebody has to complain? Oh, okay. So if they heard it, they would file their own complaint? Is that what you're saying? Like, so basically, if nobody called and said a damn word about it, but the guy who works at the FCC, like, isn't there like little local sheriffs of the FCC in jurisdictions or something like that? Not sheriffs, but there's like commissioners, right? So if he happened to hear it on his way to work, he would be the one filing the complaint. Is that how it works?
If he was offended.
Interesting. Whatever happened to the concept, if you don't like it, turn it off. I mean, there's something to be said for that. I remember when I first started going to college here, there was a radio show called Don and Mike. You guys know? It's a syndicated show. Is anybody familiar with this? It's a syndicated show. It's a comedy show. It's like Bob and Tom. It's I don't know. Back home, it's like TJ Trout and the Jackass. I don't know what the hell the guy's name is. But anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's just like it's a talk variety show, and they're somewhere in like Fairfax, Virginia, and I guess there's some town in Mexico, not Mexico, in Texas. I remember very strange details in Texas that is on the border, and they made their official language Spanish. They're in the United States though. They said their official language of their town was Spanish. So Don and Mike then call them up and say, "What the hell's wrong with you? That's un-American, blah, 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 bullshit," right? Well, I remember seeing a protest here at UNM for people that were so pissed off that someone would question the fact that you would make Spanish an official language of any town in the United States, and they pulled the damn show off of 770 KKOB. I was like, I liked it. If you don't like it, don't fucking listen to it. I thought it was funny, and I thought it was a good point. But it's just kind of interesting, you know, people don't exercise their power of turning the dial off. You don't have to listen to it. Change the station. It's kind of like we were talking about, since we're talking about censorship, did you read about the South Park thing that went down last week? Very interesting. After they submitted the show for airing, Comedy Central decided to bleep out almost all of the show because some guy in, was it New York, took out death threats. And the scary part was, he's like, "We know where you live," and they actually knew where these guys lived. So they actually pretty much caved. And it's funny because it's the first time in South Park history that they've been censored in any way. They were censored because they were making fun. Well, basically, even some of the speeches had nothing to do with anything. And they were censored anyway. Basically, it was the 200th episode, and they were talking about, they were, you know, bringing back the cast of Super Friends, which is like all the major deities. And they were making fun of, they weren't making fun of Muhammad, but they were pointing out how nobody can make fun of Muhammad, so people like Tom Cruise were trying to steal his power to not be made fun of. That's the premise of the fucking show, right? So in the first, there was a two-part thing. So the first part, they're allowed to say, you know, they said Muhammad this. They didn't say anything I thought was bad. They were just making fun of the fact that you can't even show a picture of him. They had him in a bear suit and all this bullshit. So, hey, what?
I don't think that's the first time that South Park has been censored. Almost every show has some bleeping in it when it's showed on Comedy Central. And right. But that's like a major censorship. But their shows are censored a lot. They already did a show about Muhammad that got censored, and the movie was heavily regulated when it came out.
Normally, when they bleep something out, you still know what they're talking about. There were whole speeches in the show that was like 5 minutes of just bleep. It's kind of ridiculous. Well, I thought it was part of the show myself, but it was not. So, I don't know. Of course.
You know, you're using some of these songs as examples of like what doesn't get censored, but you know, Chuck Berry, Tiny Bradshaw, like these artists were heavily censored when they came out in much of the country, and you know, having to do with what we're doing. Rock and roll itself, I think, was censored over in the UK, and it was pirate radio stations that brought it over there. So,
well, on that topic, they were also the reason that not all stations in the UK are owned by the BBC, which they at the time they were. All radio and all television at the time that pirate radio was pretty much started were you couldn't be a TV station if you wanted to be, you had to be the government. No, they have stations that, well, in England they have half as many channels as we have, but they have a lot more channels than they used to. They're not all BBC anymore. No, there's like a, especially on the, TV, there's Channel 4. It's a private company. They've deregulated it quite a bit after that whole, because they couldn't fight the pirate radio movement quite so well as they hoped. Anyway, so how am I on time there, Schwinn? Am I? Oh, 15 minutes. I underprepared. Big surprise. Okay.
Can you play us a clip from the South Park show?
No, I can't, actually. When you go to their official website, they are still not even allowed to post the show yet. Well, I didn't check YouTube, but I would... Well, I actually do have that, if you want to hear that. See, I did do some research.
Revolution will not happen between these sides. Your revolution will not happen between these sides. Your revolution will not happen between these sides. The real revolution ain't about who decides, but it's not changing about the few lies.
New York. Oh. Right. This piece is dedicated. Legitimate child, a hip-hop. And this especially goes out to Gil Scott-Heron, friend, living legend, and proto-rapper who wrote, "The revolution will not be televised. Much respect. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. Will not happen between these thighs. Will not happen between these thighs. The real revolution ain't about booty size. Versace's you buys, or the Lexus you drives. And though we've lost Biggie Smalls, your notorious baby, your notorious revolution will never allow you to lace no lyrical douche in my bush. Your revolution will not be you killing me softly with Fuji's. Your revolution ain't gonna knock me up without no ring and produce little future MCs. Because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not find me in the backseat of a Jeep with LL, hard as hell, you know, doing it and doing it and doing it well, you know, and doing it and doing it and doing it well. Your revolution will not be you smacking it up, flipping it, or rubbing it down, nor will it take you downtown or humping around, because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not have me singing, ain't no nigga like the one I got. Your revolution will not be you sending me for no drip drip VD shot. Your revolution will not involve me filling your nature rise or helping you fantasize. Because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. No, no, not between these thighs. And oh, oh, my Jamaican brother, no, your revolution will not make you feel boom.
bombastic and really fantastic, and have you groping in the dark for that rubber wrapped in plastic? You will not be touching your lips to my triple dip of French vanilla butter.
What time is it now, Schwinn? We'll warn them now because I'll quit early. I'm ahead, I think. I've said lots of profane things. Teachers, I don't know. Do you know any profanity in the other language?
No.
I don't either, actually.
So, may I suggest a video for you?
No, we're not doing that kind of crap. No suggesting videos.
Do you know anything about the whole controversy around Janet Jackson's breast and the increase in fines around that? You know anything about that?
You did talk to me earlier about that, but whenever it has to do with the Jacksons, my mind goes blank. But you did say that they increased the fine for profanity on any public media, right, airwaves, because of Janet Jackson showing her bejeweled breast, as you put it earlier, going from, you said, $2,000 to $250,000, which is quite the hike. Like, you know, leave it to the Jacksons to fuck up society. It's very interesting that they've done that. Have they enforced this a lot, do you know of, Lee?
Yeah, there were numerous attempts to enforce it. And because it was per occurrence, there was even the notion that it would be $250,000 for each venue that broadcast it. So if CBS was broadcasting the Super Bowl, for instance, that would be on several different networks in several different markets. So each market would be eligible for that fine.
And that would be the national debts worth of finding, because if you think about it, every state has its own affiliate that is then broadcasting it, and each state has multiple affiliates throughout the region. Like here in New Mexico, we have like 5 Channel 4s if you cover the entire state. So each one would have an infraction of $250,000 that would go to the parent company of CBS. That's just ludicrous. And how much money did they actually get for this, you know? Oh, he's looking it up as we speak. That's interesting. I could be fined $250,000 for saying cocksucker earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The other thing that happened about the same time, shortly before the Janet Jackson thing, that should be mentioned was U2's Bono getting a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song for his song The Hands That Built America, from the film Gangs of New York. When he got it, he called the award really, really fucking brilliant on national television. And that was the beginning of the discussion of increasing the fines. It was determined to have violated FCC indecency standards, but the FCC refused to fine NBC because the network did not receive advance notice of the consequences of broadcasting such profanity, and the profanity in question was not used in its literal sexual meaning. And that was the big discussion about it, is that it was not obscene because it didn't have a sexual meaning, but was profane because it could be considered offensive in terms of its interpretation. But really he was saying fucking brilliant, not I'm fucking a brilliant cow or anything or something like that.
It kind of goes back to when George Carlin says you can say you pricked your finger, but you can't finger your prick. Okay.
Could you say, so like, I stepped in some shit, but you can't say like you're a piece of shit?
No, I think it's the same usage.
No, because you're actually referring to feces in both cases.
What if I said, you're the shit?
Or, shit, I almost fell.
Basically, if you said you're the shit, you could be fined for profanity, but not obscenity.
So if the word shit became vernacular that everyone used everywhere, it wouldn't be profanity anymore. Is that how it works? So we could start a movement to, you know, make it a household word every day, all day long? And that's kind of the point, though, right? So as society, supposedly, as society shifts its norms and values, these things should change. But they seem like they haven't changed much in 40 years.
Well,
And the issue, if you want to get to the heart of this issue, comes down to the culture wars of the 80s and something that we see happening over and over again and that you now see in the Tea Party movement is there are two cultures in America that are in conflict with each other. And there are people who consider themselves originalists to the Constitution, people with traditional values, family values, who have a lot of money and a lot of power in this.